Farouk, when we last spoke, you said Australia were playing like champions, and they've confirmed that they are now champions with a dominant World Cup win over New Zealand in the final. Just give us your thoughts on what's happened.
Absolutely. New Zealand won the toss, but just failed to capitalise. 39 for 3. You know, Mitchell Starc. What a bowler, and thoroughly deserves the player of the tournament. You know, all three bowlers, Starc, Johnson, Faulkner chipping in with, you know, 4 wickets. I mean, phenomenal all-round performance by Australia. They outplayed, they blew New Zealand away today. New Zealand, all credit to them. They can go back home with their heads held high. They won millions of fans all over the world with their attacking, daring display, you know, which is hats off to Brendan McCallum and his team. They played some excellent cricket. Guptill and Grant Elliott, who got a magnificent 83 today. But there was some soft dismissals. McCallum, Guptill, the big guns, just back in the pavilion. When you're 39 for 3, you know, the chips are against you. You know, it's not your day. And the Australians were superb in every department. The fielding was magnificent. Their catching. And they showed their overall superiority all, you know, all over the world. So they are deserving world champions.
I think, can't remember who it was, I think it might have been Steve Smith afterwards, said they played the perfect game, and that's what you need
Absolutely.
To do in the final, isn't it?
You couldn't fault at all. The Australians just managed to qualify, in fact. They hadn't, you know, this was the best game they have played in the competition, and they saved it for the best occasions. So, hats off to Australia, thoroughly deserving winners, you know, hats off to the support staff, Michael Clark, what an innings he's played in his last game. So, all-round congratulations to the best team in the world. That deserved to win.
And I suppose, on the other hand, you'd say it was sort of just one game too far for New Zealand, couldn't obviously adapt to Australian, you know,
well,
playing
New
Australia
Zealand
quick enough, maybe.
Innings have always been that way. You know, they attack right from the word go, and today it just didn't come off. You know, they came off against, but all credit to the Australian bowlers for having done their homework well, and bowling the Yorker, which was sadly missing from the competition for a lot of the international bowlers. You know, Mitchell Starc showed them how to bowl. Johnson showed them how to bowl Yorkers. These are hill-swinging Yorkers that are very difficult to hit. You've got to play straight. And players like McCallum and Guptill, who have been in tremendous form, just failed to get back on those balls. And that's why, all credit to Australia.
A word on Michael Clarke, Farouk. He received a wonderful ovation both when he came in and when he went
thoroughly,
out. A wonderful career for him.
You know, he's been a great skipper, a great batsman, great competitor. And I love the way he paid tribute to Brendan McCallum and the New Zealanders, the Kiwis. You know, the Australians and the Kiwis, whatever sport they play, cricket or rugby, been extremely competitive. And today was Australia's day.
And what about the tournament overall for you, Farouk? What would be your sort of lasting memories of it?
One of the best game of the tournament, I reckon, was South Africa and New Zealand in the semi-finals. And you can't get a game closer than that. Afghanistan, Scotland, even the Minnows. And I'm a strong believer that the Minnows should be in the squad, in the play. How are they going to improve? Unless they rub shoulders against the best. So, I mean, the tournament lasted so many more days, a few more days than it should have, but then you've got to accommodate everybody. How we're trying to promote cricket in this world. We're trying to promote the underdogs of this world. So how else are they going to improve? They've got to rub shoulders with the best. That's the only way they can improve and play more and more competitive cricket at international levels.